listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC Vic Carucci here on a Battle for Ohio week, the Browns and the Bengals this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. And you can let everybody around this city know about your Browns pride. Browns season is finally here. Let's paint the town Browns each and every Friday this season. Wear your favorite Browns gear and decorate your work or school on Fridays throughout the year. Then send us your photos using the hashtag #WeAreCleveland. That's right, paint the town Browns. Let's get fired up and give a little advantage to this team as they take on a tough squad from the Natty. We're going to go to the phones now, 216-578-0850. We've got Phil in Brecksville on the line. Phil, welcome to CBD with Nathan and Vic.
Hey, you know, Marcus Bernard, you know, he reminds me of James Brooks. That's the guy that comes to mind. But the thing about this game with me and the Bengals is this game is not about the Browns. This game is about the Bengals. You know, Vic, you said that you would take the front seven over ours. I would say that there won't be very many teams where I would take every position as the Bengals are better than us. They are just simply a better team.
Yes.
The problem with the Bengals has been over the years that it's those one or two plays. They just, you know, they just can't get over the hump. That Marvin Lewis will make a bad decision, or somebody will make a penalty when they haven't. And that's really what this is all about. So I think the Browns can play as well as they can. If the Bengals play up to their ability, this is one of the very few games of the year that we just don't rate. So I'd be interested to see what you guys think about that.
No, it's a fair assessment, and thank you so much for the call. This is what a quality team looks like. I was going over my list of teams in this league that I put in that elite category, that I put into the category of the very good and above, if that's the right way to phrase it for the sake of discussion. And they're in that discussion. I think the Denver Broncos are playing a different game than everybody else because no one's doing what Peyton Manning's doing. And yeah, and again, I know Mr. Numbers analysis here, that 6 point whatever yards per pass average is not a number that you think is a playoff worthy, dominant worthy number, but it's how those plays are unfolding and yards after catch. Their scheme is set up so well that, and I know Manning has questioned this and said this isn't good enough to put up those sorts of numbers as far as average yards per pass that he's going with, but they're still highly effective, and it's opening up the way their running game plays and the way their defense plays. They pounce on teams. He gets 5 to 7 touchdown passes a game, and then the defense can just tee off. And even without Von Miller, they're still a very, very dangerous defense, largely because of what the offense sets up for them.
So hey, he is leading the NFL 9.4 yards per attempt. The guy's a beast.
He is a beast. But I'm saying I know he wants more production.
I hope he doesn't want more.
I know it's scary, like how much better it could get. But it is pretty good, and it's continuing to be very good. But where are the Bengals? I mean, I think again. All right, so we talk about the Broncos. We talk about. And then in the AFC, it's Kansas City, it's the Dolphins, it's the Patriots. Those 3-0 teams, are any of those 3-0 teams that much better than the Bengals? Not at all. And I know the Bengals aren't undefeated. And yeah, you know, and they had to come back from 16 to win, but they came back from 16 to win against Green Bay. That's a monumental achievement.
And that's kind of what the caller was talking about, that they haven't made the plays. And I think when you start to make the plays like they did last week, it can become infectious. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to say the Cincinnati Bengals are as good as they could or should be until Andy Dalton proves to me that he can win tough games by himself. And I'm not sure he is able to do that right now. And you go back to that playoff game against Houston, 3 passes to AJ Green open down the field over 40 yards on all of them. He did not make those throws. And one of the reasons that they invested in a tight end and they invested in a back is because they know he's better as a short passer than he is as a long passer. But he's going to have to make some plays eventually for this team to be good. And if Andy Dalton can do that, this Cincinnati Bengals team will be very tough to beat, especially in the playoffs. Because one thing that my buddy DeKiad always talks about, and that I'll say as well, Denver actually... If you took that Denver Broncos team as it is constructed right now and threw them in San Diego, I say there's nobody that can stop them from getting the Super Bowl or put them in a dome. Nobody. The one thing that's going to be tough is they're going to lock up home field advantage, and they're going to have Peyton Manning go out there at whatever age he is with all the injuries and play another game where it's below freezing, and that's the one way that you can beat the Denver Broncos this year, the weather.
And just for the record, what I was talking about, that 6 yard, that was against the Raiders.
Against the Raiders, average was
where it was, and they were toying and you know, just mauling the Raiders, and yet there were certain numbers within that game that were bothersome to Manning, but that's Manning because he looks at the game as the individual performer, but also as the offensive coordinator. Don in Ashland with us right now. Hey, Don.
How you doing, Vic and Nate?
Good. How are
brother?
You?
Oh, not too bad. Enjoying the fact that the Browns finally got a win.
As are we.
The one thing I would just wanted to say about Hoyer, and I think sometimes a lot of fans overlook it, and I think the biggest difference between him and Whedon is his calming effect and his being able to forget the mistakes that he makes. And that, and then the fourth quarter being able to drive right down the field and put us in a position to win, I think that's one of the most important attributes as far as being a quarterback in this league. You know, you can have the big arm, you can run around all you want to, but can you forget the mistakes that you make, and can you calm yourself down to make the plays at the end of the game that cause you to win?
And can you command the huddle? Can you lead the guys? Can you get them to believe in you when they were in the huddle? And,
exactly.
And I thought the quote that he had coming out of that game said, all right, we don't have a kicker. Let's just win the game right now.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think that
was one of the questions that we had and a lot of people had about Brandon Whedon. Does he have that leadership trait? It's one thing to be a great thrower of the football, but to be able to lead and make yourself better with the intangibles is important, and I think Brian Hoyer certainly did that in that game against Minnesota.
Yeah, you establish that over time. It doesn't happen in one game at all. And it doesn't happen, by the way, over the course of even like four quarters or some kind of pregame emotional speech, drama, or even something after the game. It does happen, I think, though, in moments. I think people point to moments, and you just mentioned the key one right now in the Brian Hoyer story, and that is preceding that drive, walking out there and everybody knowing the situation. Billy Cundiff's hurt, no running game, got to go down there and score a touchdown. I don't think he brought up the running game, but it was understood that he didn't have that, and what they were going to do was rely on his passing, his arm, those receivers, that line, all the issues, all the reasons why you could see this not working out, he had to just basically say, let's just go down and score a touchdown. And, you know, that's the classic easier said than done thing. But they go out and then when they go out and do it, I think the teammates now look and say, there's something with this guy.
And it goes back to being able to play the entirety of week four in the preseason. Remember, Shane Graham wasn't ready. Spencer Lanning was kicking the field goals in that game as well, and Brian Hoyer led a come-from-behind drive to win that game in Chicago in the final preseason game. So he had done it, albeit on a less grand scale, but I think he showed his leadership in that game, and I think it's carried over.
I think what he showed in that game, I'll buy a little bit of the leadership. I think it's a little harder to come by in a preseason game that
sure.
You're trying to get over to get on your bus, to get on your plane, to go home. And I think that was the more dominant thought
though.
Not to him. I'm just talking about to the cast, to the crew, to the
sure.
whole team. But what I'm saying about that game, though, that is valid, is the physical performance. Some rough patches that he dealt with his throws, with his mechanics, with what he showed physically, and then doing that, and also understanding that Jason Campbell, you know, with the, whatever it was, checked out of that game, and it was Hoyer's show the whole way. And that in itself, I think, was, okay, we're going to get to see a full look at our number three quarterback, because that's what the mentality was that night. I don't know that
right.
anybody said, you know what, this changes things, he'll be the number two. And it didn't change things, because the guy who came off the bench in Baltimore after Brandon Whedon suffered that thumb injury was Jason Campbell. The plan until... You know, the plan until it stopped being the plan, and the plan until, and I don't, and I'm not going to say the singular thing did it, that Jason Campbell underhands a throw on fourth and long to go nowhere. Up to that point was Jason Campbell as the number two guy, the trusted guy with all those years. But I think give credit to this coaching staff, especially give credit to Rob Chudzinski, Norv Turner, for knowing what they had and knowing that what they try to do, want to do, can be done much better with Brian Hoyer. And I got to tell you, I talk a lot with Norv Turner. I know there's more to this playbook. Just what I said earlier, yes, people stepped up and played better. But when your quarterback is able to do certain things, you call plays accordingly. You,
sure.
You look at the situation and say, this guy will get it done. And it isn't just he'll physically throw it there or his arm will be so good or something or it'll be so accurate. Those things matter, but it's just about how he'll process it, how he'll understand it, how he'll get the picture and when he sees it. Because once the play is called and how everything unfolds in front of it, it's all up to the quarterback. It's not going like a designed video game. It's the things are changed. Human beings are running, slipping.
Right.
It's not a simulation. This is the real deal. So just to see how to have the grasp that Chudzinski and Turner have of what this guy can do in really the short amount of time that they've had him. But they pay attention to him during those practices. They pay attention to him when we were out here on the field in Berea every day and during the weeks of practices where he's getting limited reps. And it's telling him something. You know what? We can make something work here. And again, all of that poured into, I think, the decision probably and pretty much made yesterday because yesterday was game plan day. To prepare for the Cincinnati game that, hey, you got to go with Hoyer. And there was never
no doubt.
So
no.
Bernie Kosar is going to join us. We're going to get in with Bernie and hear his thoughts. I know he's got some interesting ones because Brian Hoyer brought up Bernie. And we'll tell you more about that, the connection there of the two Northeast Ohio guys and quarterback to quarterback. That's going to be coming up. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, stick around for more of CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.